This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. As we get older and begin thinking about what's really important to us, many in rural America start thinking about things like Social Security and paying for living expenses like food and medicine. And AARP's Sean Boskell says living in rural areas has its challenges.
I think there's a lot of issues affecting rural America. When you think about it, one in five Americans over 65 live in rural areas.
So rural broadband, Boskell says, could be the key to many of our problems.
There's been a generational investment in broadband. That's been excellent. It's exciting. But we also need to make sure people know how to use that technology.
Because our kids, Boskell says, won't always be there to help.
AARP is investing in rural communities through digital navigators, working with rural libraries to provide those digital literacy skills that people need to stay connected, to fight isolationism, but also be connected in your community, as well as looking for a job or posting things they want to sell. So it's an entrepreneurship aspect too.
Boskell says there are so many potential benefits.
It's exciting that we're going to have all the build out for high speed internet, but we need to make sure people are connected.
Tune in tomorrow for more on what AARP is doing to help older folks in rural America.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.